Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Bresciud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Clinton moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bressoud for the out. Hardy moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Hardy scores. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling is hit by the pitch. Runnels moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Schilling moves to third. Hardy moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Schilling scores. Hardy moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling is walked intentionally. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 2 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Bob Farley pinch hits for Howie Koplitz. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farley moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Farley moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farley scores. Fernandez scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raddatz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raddatz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.